there are simply no words, no words at all that can describe the appalling tragedy around Sarah Everard's murder. All our thoughts and our sympathy are with her family, and she's constantly in my thoughts as well. And in terms of the monster that has been convicted today, it is right that he has been given a whole life tariff, and with that he can never walk the streets of our country again. And alongside that, of course, it is right that we constantly hold the police to account for what has happened. And with regards to the whole issue around the fact that he was a serving police officer, which has been reflected upon in the judgment today, there are questions, serious questions, that will need to be answered by the Metropolitan Police. And I would just say further to that, that from the very day that Sarah went missing, I had been clearly in contact with the Metropolitan Police and putting forward some questions around the conduct of the potential suspect at the time, and all the requirements and the checks that, you know, had or should have been put in place.
But it's not just his conduct, it's the police's conduct. He was known to his colleagues as someone who women were uncomfortable around. His colleagues called him the rapist. What are the questions? Why was this man allowed to be a police officer?
Well, I think, first of all, these are questions for the Metropolitan Police, and these are questions that have been asked already. I should just be very clear about that. In my holding of account of the Metropolitan Police in previous months, as I said, from the minute that Sarah went missing, these were clear points and questions and challenges that were put to the Metropolitan Police and to the Met Commissioner directly. Now, I think just on this point in particular, we all have to be very clear that right now there is a grieving family, and with that there are many women and girls who simply feel unsafe as to what has happened and will listen to what has been said by the judge today around the abuse of trust and the abuse of power by a serving officer in the Metropolitan Police. It is my duty and responsibility to continue to hold the police to account, to continue to ask the questions that I have been asking over recent months, but also, I think, importantly, to ensure that the change that we need to see within the police actually takes place. And that is clearly why I've commissioned our strategy. The inspectorate has produced a report where we are looking at the findings right now in terms of what the police need to do to, yes, be held to account, be more transparent, but fundamentally change their approach to these issues around crimes and violence against women and girls. And that is absolutely central to the work that I'm doing. I say this not just as Home Secretary, but I say this as a woman. All of us want to feel safe and be safe. That is absolutely a right that we have. And with that, of course, the police need to engage in the right way, and they'll be held to account going forward.
But that's very general. What are the questions you're asking, and what is the change you want to see?
Well, I think, first of all, you're asking questions specific to this case. I have asked questions, and these have been ongoing, around issues around the conduct, the abuse of power. We have heard very clearly today from the judge of this monster abusing his position of authority, the power and the trust that he had as a serving police officer. That should not have happened. And with that, of course, there are wider issues around public confidence that will need to be addressed, and it's right that the Metropolitan Police address those concerns.
Should the Commissioner resign? Is she the person to oversee that change?
Well, I think, first of all, there are important questions, and questions that I've been asking, and challenges, we have to be honest about this, in particular to this case, but also the conduct of that serving officer and conduct of policing more broadly. So I will continue to work with the Metropolitan Police and the Commissioner to hold them to account, as everybody would expect me to do, and I will continue to do that.